We're unplugged today with Owen Mahon and Jacob Mahon, and Owen on the stand-up bass and Jacob on acoustic guitar. Is it sometimes, what's the instrumental breakdown of when you're all five of your regular members are on stage? Are you usually on electric guitar, for instance?
That's right, Leo. I'm okay. Usually playing my Greg Nelson guitar, and Sam Dieters also plays electric guitar with us.
Okay.
Osas plays the drums, and Calzone plays the electric bass. And then Lefty plays the kungas.
Oh, right. Wow. Well, I'd like to see that whole setup. I've heard you on record. I haven't gotten the pleasure of seeing you gigging. But that's coming up for everybody in Two Harbors or in the sound of my voice. I don't care where you live. If you're streaming us, get yourself to the Two Harbors High School on April 23rd. Doors open at 3, and at 4 o'clock, big show gets underway. And these guys are part of the group New Salty Dog that is going to wrap up the whole scene that day and be the closing act. One of the things that I was wondering about is, Jacob, I think I became aware of you first and kind of as a solo act.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the 30-word biography of how it went from there to from Jacob Mahon standing on stage to this dynamic group that you have now.
Well, I was performing solo and wanted to put a band together for Homegrown.
I had
a Homegrown slot as a solo performer, but a band seemed more appropriate for the occasion.
Indeed.
So Owen was playing drums for Jeffrey James at the time and playing bass sometimes with me as Jacob and Owen.
Got it.
But he kind of committed to drums for that project, and then we had some other friends join us, and here we are a bunch of years later. It was Jacob Mahon and the Salty Dogs for a while, and then we got rid of that. Now it's New Salty Dog.
Yeah, because I was curious that new came after old, but it wasn't ever old, was it?
No,
nope, it was just Salty Dog.
There are some old Salty Dogs out there, though.
Yes. Oh, alumni, people who have moved through.
Well, there's alumni, but there's some others.
Well,
that we try not to associate with. That's why we put the new there.
Got it. Okay, I'll have to get the story behind the story later. But maybe we could wrap up with one more if you've got it in you.
We would love to.
That would be great. If you got an intro, fine. Otherwise, just jam away.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Don't forget, you can catch these guys and a whole bunch of other acts, 7-8 other acts, and a wild MC, Steve Sokola, all of that and more, and Leslie Black on flute. I mean, there's so much to catch at the April 23rd Cabin Fever Reliever. Get your tickets now or get them at the door. Here's Owen and Jacob one more time.
Holes in my holy matrimony, and there's holes in my pony. There's holes in the politicians, so we all know that they're all phony. There's holes in the cheese I stack on top of my bologna, and there's holes in my jeans for my ass being so bony. There's holes in the tar, you know how the roads are. And there's holes in the muffler, increase the volume of the car. There's holes in the green, we ain't for under par. And there's holes in the stories they tell after at the bar. vocals and the guitar help project the sound when the guitar player sings and children gather round. My head's up in the sky, but my feet still touch the ground.
So that was a pretty holy number for sure.